Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode of Pit Panther Rants and Other Sports Rants Podcast is brought to you by The Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. We're here to help you, you know, love your team and hate your rival. You can check us out. We're at www.sportsdrink.org or go to our Instagram page. It's at Sports Drink. It's basically Sports Drink, and you just take away the vowels for the most part. Check us out, you guys. You know, we're just an intersection between sports and not sports. And, of course, leave the door open because we're trying to let some of the funk out. All right, guys. Welcome to another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host. Brought to you by The Sports Drink, of course. Well, happy Thursday right now. Well, yeah, when this uploads, it'll be Friday tomorrow. I'm sure you guys are just over this whole, this past loss, of course. You know, there's been some questions for, there's been questions about the officiating and the calls, which obviously happens. Now, I guess one thing the Loyal Suns brought up was if Pitt scored, you know, when they tied it, to make it 27-26, should they have gone for two? Initially, I thought they should have, because I thought they were delaying the inevitable, which they kind of were. Let's be honest. Our backup quarterback couldn't hit the back of a barnyard door. And, yeah, he was pretty inaccurate. And on top of that, he was operating on one leg. So it was like double whammy. But to his credit, he hung in there and tied the game. And, of course, he did all he could in overtime. So I'm not going to get too down on Nick Patty. On top of that, Pitt's defense had a 2nd and 13 when Tennessee had the ball. They had some momentum. And sure enough, we gave up a big play. I mean, that's just Panarduzzi's defense. That's what happens. I'm reading this whole Twitter thing, and yeah, I'm watching the Amazon broadcast. And I must say, it's not too bad. I don't mind it. I mean, it depends on how you feel about it. You know, what your feelings are. And yeah, I mean, the broadcast team with Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit has been pretty, you know, it's actually not pretty, it's not too bad. I mean, it's a pretty, but, yeah, I just said that if they would just get, and I keep pausing this podcast because I keep reading all this stuff. I have to stop doing this because it takes away my train of thought. But I do like Michaels and Herbstreit. I like. I haven't really paid much attention to anything else on this Amazon Prime stuff. I mean, the the pregame, I didn't really watch much of, or the, you know, or in the halftime, and I'm probably not going to watch the postgame, but the broadcast is really decent. What's Juju been doing in this game? Let me take a look at the score of this game. Juju has 2 catches for 6 yards. I mean, Juju's had 2 catches for 6 yards. I mean, I was about to troll him, but last game with the Cardinals, he had 6 catches, 79 yards. So I'm not sure, but it looks like he's in a loaded, you know, in a loaded group of receivers, and he's gonna have to. He's gonna have to do something, I guess, to make himself stand out. I don't know. Yeah, Chargers are becoming unglued, so much for that. Scores, let me see. I'm supposed to be talking about Pitt and Western Michigan, and here I am clicking through Amazon stuff and all whatever else. So let's get to the actual relevant things. Pitt's playing Western Michigan at Western Michigan this Saturday. 7:30 kickoff Eastern time, 6:30 if you're in my time zone, which is Central. Not much to really say about the game. Currently, Pitt's a, let's look at the current line of the game. Pitt is a 10-point favorite, 400 on the money line, and the over-under is 48. It depends on the quarterback situation of who Pitt is going to start. If Keaton can go, or if Patty can go. I think if Patty's the guy, they're going to do, they're probably going to tailor the game plan around him. I mean, he is mobile. I mean, it's going to be obviously, it's going to be definitely a lot more ball control, because unless he fixes his accuracy or does something. But yeah, Pitt's gonna be a lot. I mean, it's gonna be a lot more ball control, a lot more running. If Keaton plays, I think we're fine. And I actually think Pitt will cover the 10 points. I think if Keaton plays, they cover. They may even cover without him. I mean, if they have Patty, they may cover with Patty. I don't think we're gonna see a repeat of last year of what happened. I think the staff has learned some of their lessons, but this Western Michigan team is a little different. They barely beat Ball State, and Ball State isn't that good. Well, let's say Justin Aber went down, so there goes that. Is that just came up on my screen? I'm like so distracted while doing this podcast, but I'm about to do a Cliff's Notes of all this crap. I think obviously, if they have to go with Nick Patty, it's going to be more ball control. If if both quarterbacks can't go, it's going to be ball control no matter what. The over under in this game is 48. This game, you know, that total may go definitely under. I don't see, you know, Pitt's defense, I think, like I said, has learned their lesson from last year, and I think they're going to try and get this job done and shut this offense down. They've been on the cusp of cleaning up whatever it is they're doing on defense, but they're in the third game of the season, so they got whatever it is, they got to figure it out. I mean, they are getting the quarterback, they are getting the pass rush. It's just, you know, the bookies think that Western Michigan is going to pass over Pitt's defense this time around, and I don't think it's going to happen. It's definitely not going to be a remake of what happened. But I say if Keaton's a go, they're definitely covering the 10. They may still cover the 10 if Patty's playing, because I think maybe Signe does a deeper dive and realizes that there's just some things Patty can't do that Keaton can't. Just two different quarterbacks. One throws a crazy sidearm delivery. I mean, he's basically Kent DeCalvey, in a football uniform. He's just got that crazy sidearm delivery, so that's just that. So, if I have to do my picks for this week, so let me break these down. So I'm taking Pitt minus the 10, and yeah, I think for starters, I'm taking Pitt minus 10. I think the spread is set up to dare people to pick the plus 10. I think everybody's going to hammer the plus 10 on the Western Michigan, and you just have to fade the public on this one. Oh boy, this is why this guy's a backup quarterback. I'm watching. Oh, never mind. Oh, they put him back in. They put Aber back in. But yeah, they're daring people to pick the plus 10, and I just don't think it's going to happen. I think Pitt covers. I think whoever's running back, whether it's Izzy or Hammond, they're going to have a big day. They're going to run the ball. Western Michigan's deep offense isn't that good. If we get some sort of good, you know, competent QB play, we may have this. I look for a secondary actually to have a better day than what they had last week, because I think with the pressure this time, I think we will actually get. If we get to the quarterback, definitely, I just think we're gonna have a lot better luck than ever in terms of our secondary. Now, Pat did mention he was a dumbass for letting getting Keelan hurt before the half. I mean, it's just, I don't think he banked on that happening, the sack and the fumble. I just don't think he banked on that happening because there was time left. He had timeouts. You have to see if you can at least move the ball, and it just, you know, shit happened. But it was costly, unfortunately. Oh, yeah, these guys gave up. And there's a flag, so that's coming back. I think he saw the flag. I might as well just put on this podcast, a live broadcast of the Chiefs and Chargers, because I keep, you know, doing this. But yeah, I think Pitt. You had timeouts. I mean, it's just unfortunately it costed you 3 points, and we gave away points, and we gave points. That's just how it is, and I understand the frustration with the interception that Keaton threw where it was tipped. First of all, Bubba Means has to catch that. I don't, you know, whatever. But I can understand the frustration as well because Keaton thought he had a free play and look what happened. You know, it was, you know, hot garbage. Let's get to the rest of this. And this is brought to you by the ESPN Autoplay and their ads again. One of these days I'm going to figure this out. All right, let's look at the rest of the ACC. Florida State and Louisville. FSU's getting 2.5 is minus 2.5 point favorites. Yeah, they're minus 2.5 point favorites over Louisville. It's at Louisville. I'm not sure about this game. I actually like Louisville in this one. So I'm taking the Louisville plus 2.5. I'm definitely taking them. I don't know. Florida State did beat LSU, but LSU was hot garbage for most of the game, and Louisville is showing some sort of signs of life. I like the plus 2.5, and I like the under 557. I think it's going to be a low scoring game. Wofford, Virginia Tech, obviously the Hokies. Got to go with them. Purdue and Syracuse. Syracuse a minus 1.5 on this one. I think I got to roll with the Cuse on this one. They're just this is a really big game for them. It's at home, and they really need this to show some sort of signs of life. It's over 60, though, and I'm not sure about if it's going to be that much. But I'm taking Syracuse -1.5. Virginia Old Dominion. Now, Old Dominion is a team you do not schedule. And Virginia really just hasn't been great on offense. I'm taking Old Dominion plus 8.5. All right, so we're getting our picks in. Ole Miss and Georgia Tech. Mississippi, they're getting a minus 16.5. Let's take a look at this. Let's see, they beat Western Carolina and lost to Clemson 41-10. How is a quarterback playing this? I'm curious. Yeah, Sims was hot garbage. Yeah, take Ole Miss. Yeah, take the minus 16.5 while you're at it. Liberty and Wake Forest. Definitely taking Wake in this. Sam Hartman's back, and Wake is out for vengeance. Duke and North Carolina A&T, you're definitely going Duke. I mean, there's no spread in that game because it's basically whatever. They're playing as a 1A team. Texas Tech and NC State, big game here for the Wolfpack as we get to see who exactly they are. But, I mean, they just barely beat East Carolina. They beat Charleston Southern. They're going against Texas Tech, and let's see. Texas Tech barely, well, Houston doesn't have much of a defense, but Texas Tech this year. Yeah, it's hard to say, but I think I'm taking Texas Tech with the plus 10. I think NC State will win, but I take Texas Tech with the plus 10. Maine and Boston College, BC should win that one with no problem. If they don't, then they got out of their shoes. Clemson, Louisiana Tech. Clemson should win that one and probably cover the 33. Miami and Texas A&M. This is a big game for both teams because, well, Miami has to prove their point. Texas A&M, on the other hand, lost a heartbreaker last week to Appalachian State, which goes against what I said before. You don't schedule Appalachian State, and you definitely don't schedule Old Dominion. Texas A&M is a minus 6. I like Miami in this one. I'm going to hammer Miami plus 6. And let's take a look at the rest of the top 25, why don't we? And Georgia, South Carolina. Obviously, UGA will cover that, minus 24.5. Let's see, any other notable ones? Let's see. Oklahoma, Nebraska. Oklahoma is an 11-point favorite. Oh, they're definitely going to cover that game. I mean, usually teams change after they fire their coach, but Nebraska is just a hot mess. BYU and Oregon. BYU's 12th ranked going against Oregon. I'm taking BYU plus 3.5. Bo Nix is their quarterback, so it doesn't really matter how that's it's Oregon. Bo Nix is their QB and he sucks. Penn State Auburn. I'm going Penn State minus 3.5, minus 3. I know they're playing in Auburn. Auburn has good athletes, but I'm not crazy about their QB play. And I'm probably going to go with Sean Clifford. He's a little bit more of a seasoned player. I mean, you're going to take the senior QB. I think he's going to make lesser mistakes than Auburn is. I go with that. And go with the rest of them. Any other notable games on here? Well, I mean, of course, Ohio State's going to beat Toledo. Tennessee and Akron, of course, they're going to cover that. They're going to probably win and cover. Tennessee is. Michigan State and Washington. I'm going to take MSU minus plus with the plus three. Whoa, wait a minute. Michigan State's a 3-point dog in this? Oh, Penix is our quarterback from Indiana. That makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. So, I was wondering what that was about. Well, I've watched Michigan State. They got some players. So yeah, I'm going Michigan State taking the plus three. I think because it's at Washington, but I don't know about that. I'm going with Michigan State on that one. Anything else of notable? Texas getting minus 12.5 over UTSA. I'm taking of course Texas. UTSA isn't a bad team. They're competitive, but yeah, they don't have the weapons. And then USC minus 11.5. Yeah, I'm taking USC minus 11.5 over Fresno. If you look at USC's schedule and the talent they have on offense, they're pretty much going to run the table. But other than that, that's all I got for Pitt, Western Michigan, all the ACC games. I mean, that's really all I got. I mean, it's a short podcast. Nothing too exciting. Nothing too thrilling. Anyways, guys, hell to Pitt. Have a good weekend.